and then gracefully close.
And a couple more things about this process. If someone asks you a question that you don't have the answer at the tip of your tongue, that which is probably pretty common, it's okay to stop and pause and comment, gee, that's a good question. Let me take a couple moments to think about that. It's also perfectly fine to ask for clarification. In regards to the questions that you're going to ask them, you want to avoid questions regarding salary and benefits until the very end of the interview, once you've agreed that the job is a good match for both you and the employer. Also asking questions that you can ask are regarding the culture, what's it like to work at that specific company, what would make a person successful in the specific role, and you may even want to ask the recruiter or the hiring manager why they enjoy working at the company.
Great. After the interview, it's important to evaluate what you thought of the position, what you thought of the organization, if there are any other questions that you might have that you weren't able to ask during the interview. We do suggest that you have a file somewhere with information on your interviews so that you don't forget things. We often think we'll remember and then you have another interview and you can confuse things. So just take a couple of minutes right afterwards on that same pad of paper that you're bringing to the interview to jot down your notes. Always make sure to send a thank you note. We recommend that you send an email within 24 hours and a handwritten note within 48. A handwritten is nice because not everyone does it. And it's also nice to include something specific that either you talked about or the person who was hiring you mentioned or was interested in. So thanking them for their time, but also saying, I found an article that I thought you might find interesting. Something like that.
Or perhaps you failed to share some specific information about yourself that's relevant to the position. You may want to include that in your thank you note. And again, it's another opportunity for them to see your writing skills. So you want to make sure that it is grammatical and error-free.